intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading from the U.S. Veterans Magazine, and we're going to start out with the summer edition. And I'm going to describe the cover to it, and it's a big, nice picture of Sam Elliott. Hopefully you know who that is. And the other stories on the cover are Your Next Mission, A New Career, How Military Experience Fuels Entrepreneurial Success, Military Appreciation Month's Details, Top Online Degrees for Veterans, and Resources for Military Spouses. I'm going to start out with the letter from the editor. It's entitled, Honoring the Past, Empowering the Future. As the summer sun stretches across our skies, we take this moment, one of reflection, celebration, and forward motion, to bring you an issue dedicated to those who've served, those who've continued to serve, and the families who stand beside them. Our cover story features none other than Sam Elliott, whose iconic voice and timeless presence have made him a Hollywood legend. But beyond the screen, Elliott has long been a proud and unwavering voice for America's veterans. In A Voice for Veterans, he opens up about the deep respect he holds for military service and the importance of continuing to tell veteran stories from the dignity they deserve. This issue also recognizes Military Appreciation Month, and you'll find no shortage of power tributes inside. From a salute to 250 years of the Army, to impactful pieces like constitutional values defended by our fallen heroes, we honor both legacy and sacrifice with the utmost gratitude. Of course, this magazine is also about action, about empowering you with resources, opportunities, and connections. Whether you're exploring the top industries, hiring veterans, learning how veterans are leading in entrepreneurship, or navigating education benefits and scholarships, we aim to meet you where you are and help you get where you want to go. For our military spouses and families, we've included a special section just for you, from back-to-school support to summer camp guides. Your stories and strength remain a vital part of the conversation. This summer, we invite you to reflect on our own journey, your service, your goals, and your next chapter, and know that whenever you go, this community is behind you. And I'm going to start off with the feature article, and that is about Sam Elliott. That's entitled, A Voice for Veterans. Sam Elliott's voice is instantly recognizable, deep, rich, and steeped in history of the American West. Over a career spanning more than five decades, he has embodied the rugged, principled cowboy and a battle-hardened soldier, giving life to characters that have shaped the way audiences view heroism. But beyond the silver screen, Elliott's dedication to honoring military service members is more than just a role. It's a mission. Born August 9, 1944, in Sacramento, California, Elliott grew up with a deep respect for the armed forces. After moving to Oregon as a teenager, he developed a passion for acting and studied theater at Clark College in Vancouver, Washington. Encouraged by his instructors, he later moved to Los Angeles to pursue a career in Hollywood, where his distinctive voice and rugged presence helped him stand out in the competitive industry. In 1965, Elliott enlisted in the California Air National Guard. He has remained a dedicated advocate for veterans, using his platform to support and honor their service. Whether through his roles in military films, his work with veterans organizations, or his personal tributes to service members, Elliott has made it clear where his heart lies. Time in uniform. While Elliott is widely recognized for his portrayals of military figures on screen, he also has firsthand experience serving in uniform. During his early days, he was a member of the California Air National Guard's 146th Airlift Wing, where he developed and reinforced values such as discipline, perseverance, and camaraderie, principles that would later shape his performances. Although his time in service was relatively brief, Elliot has spoken fondly of the experiences and the lasting impact it had on his life. Reflecting on his military service with deep gratitude and humility, Elliot has expressed feelings of guilt regarding this time. Elliot served, but has never deployed into active combat. This absence of deployment left him with a sense of guilt, particularly in relation to the Vietnam War. He openly acknowledged the feelings on Mac Maroon's podcast, stating, "I always felt guilty about it, and then I got an opportunity to do a movie called We Were Soldiers. I've always felt guilty about the fact that I didn't go. I got into the National Guard, and I was one of the lucky ones." Elliot has portrayed servicemen in numerous films, giving audiences a window into the lives of those who serve. In We Were Soldiers, 2002, he played Sergeant Major Basil L. Plumley, a no-nonsense leader in the Vietnam War. The film, based on the true story of the Battle of Ia Drang, was a harrowing depiction of combat, and Elliot's performance was widely praised for its authenticity. While in an interview with Scott Hollerman, Elliot shared, "I know people who died in Vietnam, and I have a lot of respect for those vets." His portrayal of Plumley resonated deeply with veterans, many of whom commended the film for its realism and respect for the sacrifices made by soldiers. Elliot's commitment to honoring the military didn't stop there. In The Hero, 2017, he played an aging Western star grappling with his legacy, a role that, while not explicitly military, carried themes of duty, resilience, and honor, qualities Elliot himself admires in veterans. Beyond his military portrayal, Elliot has starred in several films that have cemented his status as an icon. His performance as Virgil Earp in Tombstone, 1993, standing alongside Kurt Russell's Wyatt Earp in a gritty retelling of the legendary gunfight at the OK Corral, solidified him as a Western legend. His steely presence and natural command of the screen made Virgil an unforgettable character. Elliot also played Wade Garrett in Roadhouse, 1989, a veteran bouncer and mentor to Patrick Swayze's character, further establishing his tough yet wise persona. In Mask, 1985, he portrayed Gar, a biker with a heart of gold who supports Cher's character in raising her son with a rare facial disorder. These roles, along with his deep voice and rugged demeanor, have made him one of the most distinctive actors in the industry. In The Big Lebowski, 1998, Elliot played the stranger, a mysterious cowboy-like narrator who delivers philosophical musings with his signature deep voice. Though his screen time was brief, the role became one of his most beloved and widely quoted performances. During an interview with The Guardian, Elliot is asked how he ensures he is doing worthwhile work without sacrificing commercial opportunities. He responds with saying he has never done a job for the money. "But to me, it's all about what's on the page. It's not about working for money. It's just something I've wanted to do since I was a little kid." Elliot also earned critical acclaim for his role in A Star is Born, 2018, playing Bobby Maine, the older brother and manager of Jackson Maine, Bradley Cooper's character. The performance showcased a depth of emotion that earned Elliot an Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor, proving his range beyond Westerns and military films. There's a couple pictures I'll describe, one with Cher in the workroom mask, during the National Memorial Day concert, he was honored, and it shows him with his wife, who's actress Catherine Ross. And then a picture with him with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga at the Chinese Theater in 2019. Continuing, Elliot's connection to service extends beyond his career. His father, Henry Nelson Elliot, served as a predator control specialist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and though he wasn't in the military, the discipline and dedication of service were ingrained in the Elliott household. Sam Elliott has long exhibited a deep respect for military service and the sacrifices made by servicemen and women. He has actively participated in events honoring veterans and has collaborated with organizations such as USAA to support the military community. These efforts underscore his ongoing commitment to acknowledging and appreciating the contributions of those who serve. That appreciation is evident in his involvement with veterans-focused initiatives. Elliott has been a strong supporter of the Gary Sinise Foundation, which provides aid to wounded veterans, first responders, and their families. He has also worked with the National Memorial Day Concert, lending his voice to narrations that pay tribute to the fallen, since that one photo. Elliott's distinctive voice has made him an in-demand narrator for military documentaries and tributes. His narration has been featured in NFL tributes to service members, and in 2021, he voiced a powerful campaign for the Honor Flight Network, which transports veterans to Washington, D.C., to visit the memorials dedicated to their service. Elliott also narrated the docuseries After Tragedy, which offers an intimate look into one of the nation's oldest military units. At 80 years old, Elliott remains as dedicated as ever to supporting the military community. Whether through his films, his philanthropy, or simply his unwavering respect for those who serve, he has cemented his place as a true champion of veterans. His dedication to veterans isn't just about words, it's about action. He has made frequent visits to VA hospitals, taking time to listen to stories of those who have served. He has also participated in numerous fundraising events for military charities, using his platform to bring attention to issues like PTSD and veteran homelessness. When discussing his career with the off-camera show, Elliott leaves the audience with words of advice first shared with him by his father. Always do more than what's expected of you, even if it's just a little more. As the quintessential cowboy and a steadfast advocate for the military, Elliott proves his honoring service members isn't just about playing a role, it's about living by the values that uphold courage, loyalty, and wavering respect. It's another picture of Elliott shaking the hands of several veterans. Next article. Why military veterans are a great fit for the sports and fitness industry. As a publisher of U.S. Veterans Magazine and a passionate advocate for veteran success, I have spent years understanding unique skills and strengths that military veterans bring to the civilian workforce. One industry where veterans are particularly well-suited is the sports and fitness industry. Their military experience often translates seamlessly into the demanding and fact-paced nature of sports, providing them with valuable skills like leadership, teamwork, discipline, adaptability, a strong work ethic, and the ability to handle high-pressure situations. Additionally, the camaraderie and community aspect of sports can be especially beneficial for veterans transitioning back to civilian life. Why veterans excel in the sports industry? Military training instills strong leadership skills, allowing veterans to effectively manage teams and projects in a sports organization. They are used to making decisions under pressure, inspiring those around them, and taking responsibility for their actions, highly valued qualities in sports management and coaching. Veterans are known for their strict adherence to schedules and high standards. This dedication and commitment are essential in the sports industry, where consistency and perseverance lead to success on and off the field. The military emphasizes working cohesively with a team to achieve mission success. This directly applies to the sports industry, where teamwork is fundamental to every role, from coaching and athlete development to event management and marketing. Veterans are trained to react swiftly to changing situations and individual skill in the fast-paced environment of sports. Whether managing a live event, coaching a game, or handling unexpected challenges, their ability to think on their feet makes them an asset. Military service prepares individuals to handle high-pressure situations and bounce back from setbacks. In the competitive sports world, resilience is key to overcoming obstacles, whether an athlete, coach, or sports executive. Many veterans miss the connection they had in the military. The sports industry provides a strong community where they can build meaningful relationships and contribute to a shared mission, making the transition to civilian life smoother and more fulfilling. The sports world is always looking for individuals who can handle high-pressure situations, work well with a team, and lead with confidence, qualities that veterans naturally possess. Veterans embody discipline, leadership, and adaptability, which can also help organizations be more flexible and prepared for new challenges. Their problem-solving skills, ability to work under pressure, and strong sense of responsibility make them ideal candidates for sports management, coaching, and fitness training roles. The sports and fitness industry offers a fulfilling career path for veterans, providing them with a sense of purpose and the opportunity to apply their military skills meaningfully. By embracing these opportunities, veterans can continue making a positive impact just as they did in their military service. Veterans have what it takes to excel in the sports and fitness industry. Their leadership, resilience, and dedication make them invaluable assets in a field that thrives on discipline and teamwork. Okay, next article. I'm sorry. Constitutional values defended by our fallen heroes. The United States Constitution is perhaps modern history's oldest continuously operating sovereign contract. Signed in 1787 and enacted in 1789, this contract has been the foundation of our democracy for well over two centuries. It firmly establishes, in writing, the agreement made between a nation and its people. Yet despite this, a great many Americans know very little of this foundational document. If you were to ask your friends, co-workers, family, or neighbors, how many do you think would confuse Veterans Day and Memorial Day, or vice versa? How many would know what is said in our Constitution, or what is beyond the first two amendments? How many of them would associate Memorial Day with barbecue season? For those who do know what Memorial Day represents, how many truly understand the significance of this day and how it relates to the United States Constitution? Memorial Day was established in 1868, a few years following the conclusion of the Civil War, to honor the dead from both North and South who fought in that war. The first observance of Memorial Day, originally dubbed Decoration Day, was held at Arlington National Cemetery. Today, Memorial Day is observed to honor all of our men and women who have perished in service to our nation. It is celebrated on the last day in May. On this day, flowers and American flags are placed at each grave of our nation's fallen. The flowers placed on these graves are representative of the love and reverence of those who have passed, while the American flags honor both their sacrifice for our national freedom and the Constitution. So what is the significance of Memorial Day to the United States Constitution? For those of you reading this or listening to it who have served in the armed forces, you may remember the day when you raised your right hand at MEPS reciting the enlistment oath. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. United States Code 10, Section 502. For me, that was September of 75. If you analyze the oath, you'll notice that your service is first in the Constitution before the President of the United States. Hence, it can be asserted that the members of the armed forces who perish during service to our nation do so directly or indirectly in an effort to preserve and honor the founding principles of our Constitution. Although the Constitution is technically a contract between the United States and its people, it is unique amongst any other type of contract in existence within the country. Why? Too many people have paid for this contract in blood. To change the foundation of the Constitution would not only be a hard slap in the face to every currently serving member of the armed forces, it would also wholeheartedly dishonor the hundreds of thousands of service members who have died over the centuries defending it. So, as you enjoy your barbecue, family, friends, and shopping this Memorial Day, please take a moment to raise a glass for the men and women who have died in service to this nation. I also invite you to grab a copy of the U.S. Constitution and go through it. Not only would you understand the inalienable rights provided to you as a citizen of this nation, but you would be honoring those who have died, preserving those rights. Happy Memorial Day. Now, I'm sorry that this is maybe a couple months late, but I'm getting it through a third person, and I get it when I can. But I'm going to try to do my best to try to get it more up to date as far as time-wise. Next article. I'll never forget it. Korean War soldier's sisters thank those who helped her bring her brother home 70 years after he went missing in action. Stories by Elizabeth DePompey. One of the last memories Women's Army Corps veteran Patricia Hendricks has of her brother is preserved in an old black and white photo she often carries with her. In the photo, her two adult siblings, Billy and Jack Rogers, cradle Hendricks, their 5-year-old sister, in their arms. Both men who would go on to serve in the military. Jack retired from the Navy and had a family. Billy chose the Army. His family would never see him again. For 70 years, Sergeant Billy V. Rogers was considered missing in action, MIA. His unit had been attacked by enemy forces in North Korea on December 2, 1950, just a few months into the Korean War. When the fog of the battle lifted, there was no sign of Rogers. Mom refused to ever accept that Billy had not survived, Hendricks said. She refused to believe that he was nothing but missing in action, that he would be back. It's an experience that tens of thousands of American families have lived and continue to live. According to the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, or DPAA, more than 81,500 service members remain missing from World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Cold War, and the Gulf Wars, as well as other conflicts. What exacerbates the loss is the uncertainty attached to it, said DPAA Director and retired Air Force Major General Kelly McCaig. Not having the mortal remains of their loved ones is something that creates a void in heart and mind for those families, and that void in heart and mind carries over generationally. Since 1973, DPAA and its predecessors have been helping generations of families heal. Its mission is to provide the fullest accounting of missing American service members by working tirelessly to find, identify, and repatriate remains to their families. The work requires hundreds of dedicated civilians, service members, and scientists, and depends on international cooperation. Hendricks said he had long accepted that Rogers was killed in action. She never even considered that his remains would be found, let alone returned home. She figured the whole family's heart was a permanent fixture. Then, in 2018, North Korea agreed to repatriate 55 boxes of remains. It was the first cooperation of its kind since 2005. The boxes carried 501 bones, each yielding DNA that enabled DPAA to start identifying remains. Among the 93 Americans whose remains have been identified was Billy V. Rogers. DPAA scientists used anthropological analysis and circumstantial evidence to identify Rogers' remains. His Native American heritage and DNA samples from family helped further confirm that he had finally been found. Rogers was officially accounted for on April 9, 2020. His remains were eventually reunited with Hendricks and the rest of the family, and he was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. It was like, oh my God, he's actually home. He's here, Hendricks said, pushing through tears. He's here again. He is back where he belongs. During the 2024 DAV and Auxiliary National Convention in Phoenix, Arizona, Hendricks had the opportunity to meet and publicly thank DPAA and McCaig for bringing her brother home. I'll never forget it, she said. Hendricks said the meeting gave her a chance to encourage other families waiting on their loved ones who are still missing in action. We waited a long time, and there are still families waiting, Hendricks said, and I don't want them to give up. To get help or learn more about DAV Helps Veterans, visit DAV.org. My husband is a veteran. Every day with him is a victory. While serving in Iraq, an IED blew up 3 feet from Jason Pepper's face. His injuries were so severe, he didn't think he'd ever see his wife and daughter again. But today, despite his injuries and losing his sight, Jason is living a full life thanks to a lot of help from DAV. His wife, Heather, says she isn't sure what they would have done without the support. Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Jason get the life-changing support and benefits they've earned. Support more victories for veterans at DAV.org. I'm going to start the year-round military deals, but my time may be short. While many businesses spotlight their gratitude and special promotions during Military Appreciation Month in May or Veterans Day in November, a wide range of companies offer military discounts all year long. These ongoing benefits are available to active duty service members, veterans, retirees, reservists, and there we go. We have run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you have enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.